Welcome to Stuttering 101, everybody. Facts, information, and straight talk about stuttering. We're going to be talking about some more speech tools during this episode, and we just want to let our listeners know that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for seeking speech therapy from a speech-language pathologist, and we do not intend to create a therapist-client relationship with any of our listeners. You're here with Eric Jackson and my good buddy Peter Reitzis.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, Peter. So, Peter, you're going to be talking about three speech tools today: cancellations, pullouts, and preparatory sets. How are they related?
Eric, all of these speech tools are stuttering modification tools. Their goal is to stutter better, to stutter more smoothly or easily, and to stutter with less struggle. Now, Charles Van Riper is credited with developing these strategies, and I'm actually going to read something he wrote about this concept of stuttering easily. "We stutterers do not need to learn how to speak fluently. We already know how to do that. All of us can speak fluently at certain times and under certain conditions. What we don't know how is to stutter fluently. You probably will continue to stutter a little bit all the rest of your life. But it's possible to stutter so easily and unnoticeably that the disorder becomes no handicap at all. Most of our troubles come from denial and avoidance and trying to hide our problem. There are hundreds of different ways to stutter, some much worse than others. But there is an easy way, too, once you have learned it. Why pretend to be a normal speaker when you are not one? The measure of your conquest will be on how you stutter, not how many words you speak without stuttering. You need some stuttering to learn how to change it, so hunt for the stuttering. And be glad when you have a bit of it, because it will provide an opportunity to change it for the better." So I want to give a quick overview of these three speaking strategies. A cancellation is just what I showed you. You stutter hard through a word, you pause for 1 to 3 seconds, and then you say the word again with an easier stutter. So you say the word again with an easier stutter. A related tool to a cancellation is a pullout. A pullout is when you get stuck in a stutter and you do something to move forward through the stutter while caught in it. And also related to a cancellation and a pullout is a preparatory set. A preparatory set is an anticipatory or preemptive strategy. It's what you do when you feel a stutter coming on, when you anticipate or scan ahead and see that stutter approaching, and you use some type of strategy like a light contact or an easy onset or some type of speech tool to preempt or prevent the stutter. So here's an example. I'm from Delaware, and I've always feared saying the D sound in Delaware. So I'll use a light contact preparatory set to say Delaware. I am from Delaware. Now I'll use a light bounce to say that. I am from Delaware. And my history is that I have stuttered many, many times hard on that D sound in Delaware. So by saying Delaware with an easy contact, by putting my tongue or my lips gently together, I preempt or prevent a much harder stutter or any stutter at all.
To summarize then, these tools you're talking about, Peter, are not really used to talk fluently, but they're used to stutter with more control, to stutter better, to stutter more easily with less struggle.
That's exactly right, Eric.
Great. Could you discuss cancellations, pullouts, and preparatory sets then in more detail?
Yeah, and as we go through them, I'm going to call on you, Eric, to give your own demonstration of these tools because I know that you use them a lot. So cancellation again. In a cancellation, Eric, you have what Charles Van Riper referred to as a self-inflicted punishment. You have that 1 to 3 second pause. And what Van Riper said is that after that hard stutter, you're pausing, you're punishing yourself, you're giving yourself a short little time out, and then you're going to say the word again with an easier, smoother stutter. And then, of course, the reward is you keep talking. So you're rewarding the easier stutter, and you're punishing the hard stutter. Now, many have commented that cancellations also help to reduce time pressure because you're stuttering hard and then you're stopping. You're basically controlling the situation because so often the person stutters and feels they have to make up for lost time, so they rush ahead. The pausing makes it so you don't rush ahead. Also, the pause may allow you to relax or untense your muscles. Some have commented that the speaker, through the pause, takes a moment to prepare how they're going to say the word in an easier or less stuttered manner. And lastly, when you're using a cancellation, you're alerting the listener that you're aware that you stutter and that you're working on the stuttering. And that's a very powerful thing. And before I ask you for a demonstration, Eric, I want to say one more thing. I have a buddy who stutters, and he uses his own way of a cancellation, and he probably doesn't even think of it as a cancellation. But sometimes he gets to stuttering really hard with back-to-back stutters, and he basically just stops, and he shakes really hard, kind of like a wet dog. So maybe he's talking like this, and he's really unhappy with himself for doing that. And he'll stop, and he'll literally shake his whole body, and then he'll begin speaking in a more controlled manner. And that's his way of canceling out the hard stutter and replacing it with a different way of talking. Eric, can you show us a cancellation?
Sure. Nice to meet you. I'm Eric. Eric.
Excellent. And I'm going to guess you chose Eric because you've stuttered on your name many, many times.
Absolutely. Yeah, sorry. Yes.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, so let's get into a pullout. A pullout is basically you're repairing or fixing the stuttering while you're in the moment of stuttering. So this is really hard to do because speech tools are hardest to use when you need them the most. So you're getting stuck on the stutter. And you're doing something like easing off the stutter, putting your articulators together a little bit more lightly. You're doing something to stutter and less severely and to move through it. So there are some very specific ways to think about this. I'll give a few examples. Let's say you're trying to say the word pizza, and your lips are stuck together. Well, one way to pull out of it is to simply open your mouth. Pizza. So if you try that, pizza, to get to the I vowel in pizza, you have to open your mouth to say the vowel. So that's one way to pull out. Another way to practice a pull out, repairing or fixing the stutter, is when you're stuck on a vowel onset. So I actually have a student who, she loves Hannah Montana. And whenever she tries to say Montana, which your lips are closed for the M, Montana, she's starting it with an open mouth posture. So she's saying, ah, 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 ah. So when she would try a pull out on the word Montana, she would actually have to lift her jaw and close her lips. So I'll show you that. My favorite show is Hannah, ah, 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 ah. Montana. So you're actually physically closing the jaw, you're closing the lips, and then you're gently initiating the Montana. There's one other way to think about this, is to think about when you're stuck in a stutter, to just try to ease up or hit that sound a little bit lighter. So let's say you're stuttering on the word stuttering, and your tongue is tied up against your mouth. Stutter. You can say the S a little lighter, or you could give it a soft bounce. Stutter. You're basically doing something different and easier to move forward through the word. Eric, can you give us an example of a pullout?
Absolutely. I think a pullout, too, is one of those tools that a lot of people use and don't even realize. But here goes. My name is Eric.
Excellent. And let's also get into preparatory sets. Now, a preparatory set is not a term that I often use. I just refer to it as a preemptive light stutter, a preventive stretch. You're doing something to prevent a stutter or to prevent a hard stutter. So if you know you're going to stutter, like on my name, Peter, I always stutter on Peter, or I have many, many times. My name is Peter. My name is Peter. I stretch the P by habit now because I know sometimes if I don't do something, if I don't anticipate that stutter, it'll come out, my name is Peter. And rather than stutter that hard, my name is Peter, I'd rather stutter a little bit smoother. Also, I tend to stutter a lot on M's as in mom and N's as in Nancy. And actually, that was a real non-voluntary preparatory set on Nancy. Because I know I'm going to stutter on it, Nancy. I prepare by saying it light and smoothly. And if it happens to turn into a stutter, then I'll just pull out of Nancy by using a pullout.
Okay, cool. Peter, can you give us some ideas of how to practice and use these speech tools?
Well, as many of us know, speech tools are hardest to use when we need them the most. So why wait for a stutter to occur when we could stutter on purpose and then cancel it out or pull out of it or use a preparatory set? So an example of a cancellation, you go to a restaurant, you choose a word like spaghetti to stutter on purpose on, and you say, could I have a plate of spaghetti? Spaghetti. You cancel it out. Or you order a soda. Could I have a large Sprite? You pull out of the voluntary stutter. You can also use this with a preparatory set. Let's say you know that every time you go out to eat, you're going to stutter on the word coffee. You say that difficult word on purpose, and you preempt the stutter by doing something like an easy onset or a light contact. Could I have a large coffee? Or use a little bounce. Could I have a large coffee? Couple more things. One, it's so easy to get into avoidance, and you can't use any of these easy stuttering tools if you're avoiding stuttering. So let some of that stuttering out. Let the stuttering occur so you can then use a cancellation or a pullout to repair or fix the stutter. Speech partners are great. If you can find a friend, whether that's through self-help or a buddy, a parent, girlfriend, husband, wife, find a speech partner and let them know, I'm working on my stuttering. I'm working on stuttering more easily and differently, and I could use someone to talk to and to practice these tools. It's also best to practice these tools many, many times. Trying a cancellation or a pullout once or twice really won't give you a taste of its power. I think it's best to practice these tools dozens of times, hundreds of times, thousands of times, then make a determination if the tool is for you or not. And Eric, there's a topic you talk a lot about, which is self-advertising, and it's great to practice a speech tool while telling others that you stutter. For example, if you're at work and you're going to be using a lot of cancellations and pullouts, it's awesome. It's great to tell your colleagues at work, hey, by the way, I'm going to speech therapy and I'm working on a speech tool called a cancellation. A cancellation is when I stutter hard and I try to reclaim or control that moment by following up the hard stutter with an easier stutter.
Great. Thanks very much, Peter.
Thanks, Eric.